Hello and welcome to Test Pilot, the podcast where you may as well watch the whole show instead. I'm your host, Mark, and as always, I'm joined by my co-hosts, Cassie and Kale.
Hello there.
I'm Kale. I struggle sometimes. I never know what to say. Hello, hi.
I thought you just meant struggled with identity.
I did British.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
I did British.
Do it again.
A British show.
Oh, yeah.
Hello there.
We have a very special episode today. Do we?
I think so.
Why?
Because it's lip day.
Oh, lip day, baby.
Split that lip.
Split that lip. Are we allowed to talk about lip day, or would you rather lip day doesn't
no,
make its
sure.
way?
No, for sure. Talk about lip day.
Okay, me and Kale touched our lips together.
can I tell you what? I've been building up for lip day for a while now. Yeah.
I've been making my lips freezing every day because I knew
they
that
were
I,
cold.
Because I knew I wanted to shock you with the temperature of the lips.
Yeah,
but I knew I wasn't ready to go straight freezing.
See,
cold.
I went the other way, and I've been gently searing my lips.
Yeah,
to the point where I did start developing sores, but I had to keep going because I wanted it to be the hottest kiss you've ever had.
Yeah, yeah.
How's that hot cold mixture, boys?
Have you heard of the story of ice and fire?
Because
that's what it was.
If not, let me fill you in. Okay, we open on Westeros.
Westeros.
Okay, zoom in. We're zooming around. The opening scene.
I know this is Game of Thrones. You guys doing Game of Thrones.
Opening scene. Yeah. Imagine this. Three men walking through the wilderness. They're running away from something, but you don't see what. You see eyes in the distance. Now they've got them past the wall. Three wildlings, as we call them. Deserters, perhaps,
From north.
Yeah.
From south.
And then just when no one's expecting it, Jon Snow stabs Khaleesi and she dies.
No.
She dies.
But what you didn't realize is that all the while, those three wildlings, the third man in the middle was actually Passion. He was never there. And the other two kissing me and Mark.
Okay. And that's the plot of Game of Thrones.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, that's the gist of it. That's the important bits.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
the important bits are
was.
There's wildlings, they kiss, Jon Snow stabs Daenerys at the end, and then after.
You never did the pilot of Game of Thrones.
Too scary.
It's my hard no.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ran. I don't know if she even listens, but you saying too scary just made me think of it.
Why are we saying that this is a special episode? It's lip day. Guys, it's lip day.
It's lip day. Split that lip.
Lip day happens once every quarter, once every month.
Once every year.
Once every year.
Once every year.
Yeah.
Big day for everyone at home.
I don't know why I sounded so shy. I don't know how this shit works.
I could not put myself through this more than once.
If you're wondering where the money goes.
Yeah.
Right? That we get from doing this.
Imagine.
It's lip day. Once a year.
Baby.
It's all we can afford.
Yeah.
You would do it more.
I would.
But it's, I'm sorry.
The pain of the actual procedure is so horrific that I could not do this more than once a year.
No, explain.
Okay.
Talk us through the procedure. First of all, let's talk about booking the procedure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my favorite part.
How is that done?
Yeah.
So the first thing I do is I message my boy Kay. Shout out Kay.
Just like, is Kay? That like a singular letter, like Men in Black?
K-A-Y.
Okay.
Short for Khaled. So.
Okay.
You have to accept it. And.
Because there was a K in Men in Black. Was there?
Yeah.
There was a J and a K.
Yeah,
I believe.
K was.
Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones, not Tommy Lee.
And what was
full stop?
Yeah, no, the full stop.
what was Will Smith?
Jay.
He was Jay.
I think he was Jay. He was Jay.
Right.
Yeah. Go on. Okay. So you call up Kay and you go, is this Kay from Men in Black? He goes, afraid not. So
you know
messaging
who this
him
is.
On Instagram.
You're messaging on Instagram. Okay. Doesn't sound like a legitimate doctor. Keep going.
And I say, he's not a doctor. He's a nurse. And I say,
who steals the product? I love this.
Yeah.
I say, where are you
nurse
working?
Nurse Jackie. That's what that show's about.
Is
that what that show's
Nurse
about?
Nurse Jackie. Yeah.
It's about a guy named Kay who steals product to inject
similar,
into people's
similar,
lips.
Similar.
And I say, where are you working on this date? And he tells me.
What? No. This doesn't sound legitimate. For one thing, he's a nurse, not a doctor. Not a doctor.
Well, the reason she has to ask is because he's in the back of a van and it moves from place to place.
Okay. Yeah. One of those van nurses.
Yeah.
Mm.
I was actually one of those for a little while.
Something Van Nurse. That's a good name.
That's like the Lady Van Pelt.
Axel Van Nurse. That's a cool name.
That is a cool name.
Keep going.
Okay, Van Nurse.
So you message him on Instagram, like most people do to healthcare professionals. and you say, hey, Kay, short for Khalid.
Khaled.
Can you spell it?
Khaled.
So why, when we asked you about K, you said K-A-Y?
Yeah.
Because that's what his nickname is. I don't know.
Yeah. Because most healthcare professionals go by their nickname.
Yeah.
Okay, let's keep going.
And then he told me where he was working on this date. Okay. I went to their website. I booked in with him.
Oh, okay.
Right. And this website was, you needed like a VPN changer for this? Yeah. Or like
it was on the dark web.
It's on the dark web. Okay, great. So she doesn't deny that.
And then for 2 weeks leading up, I take these pills every 4 hours.
And the pills there.
Every 4 hours?
Every 4 hours.
Not every 4 hours. Though.
Every 4 hours. So you I don't wake take up. Them when I sleep.
Okay, and the pills,
take them about 4 times a day.
Okay.
Were sourced from some sort of expired dumpster from the back of a hospital?
For sure.
Okay.
And they start me bruising.
Stop me bruising.
For a second, I thought she was going to say stop me breathing.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's interesting. That's an just interesting in general, part of the procedure.
So if I was to take these pills and then get in like a fist fight with my dad.
Well, last night I dropped a laptop on my face and I have a bruise, but like not a full on black eye like I should.
Okay. Why isn't everyone just taking these at all times?
They make me feel a bit dizzy.
It sounds like you've found the key to immortality. You're telling me that you can stop internal bleeding?
Yeah.
They make me feel a bit dizzy, to be honest.
Well, a small price to pay for immortality, as far as I'm concerned.
Just don't get behind the wheel of a car, right?
You're certainly still in as much pain as you would
be. Can you imagine if Tsar Nicholas II's little son had these pills? He would have survived the gunning down.
It's true.
That would have been no bleeding at all from the inside.
Yeah. Okay, so you've taken, how big are the pills?
They're like
pill size?
Rocking on some horse size pills?
No, quite small. You put them underneath your tongue and you let them melt into your bloodstream.
Ew. Oh, you are. Okay, keep going. Okay.
Icky.
So let me just quickly summarize. You get on Instagram, contact a man who goes by two different names.
Works out of a van. Says that you have to take these pills,
These little pills.
Nameless pills. For 2 weeks that will give you immortality for a short period of time.
Yeah, it's limitless pills that you have to put under your tongue in order for them to
work. Let them dissolve.
Okay, keep going. So you take these for how long?
2 weeks beforehand.
2 weeks. Two
and about
weeks.
2 days.
So
afterwards.
Roughly
four
like,
hours a day.
If we're to do the maths on these, what? You take four a day.
I take eight because I take two at a time.
Okay, so you take eight pills.
Snappers.
Eight pills for
about 16 days.
16 days. Now, I don't even have to do the maths on that to know that that's over 40 pills.
How much is that costing you?
No, they're really cheap.
Super cheap pills.
And when you take these pills, the anti-bruising pills, do you just like start charlie horsing yourself in the leg as many times as you can to see if it just like there's no bruising?
Funnily enough, in the time that I've been on the pills this time, I walked into a pool table really hard.
Okay.
I got cupping done. The bruises left in 2 days.
I hear that's a sham, but keep going.
I like it. And then I walked into like a sharp pipe at one point.
Sharp pipe.
No, that shit's
I hate those. Because they're usually broken rusted.
I said some words and they weren't nice words.
The pipe?
Yeah.
Oh, poor pipey.
Yeah. Well, mostly to myself for walking directly into it. I was like pulling, like it was taking the bins out and I was like pulling it up onto the like curb and shoved my body into this pipe at the same time.
Okay.
But at least you proved your immortality.
Yeah. So like the pipe would have killed a normal man.
So it makes
quick question, and we're not going to get too sidetracked, but is it like a Wolverine Weapon X healing?
That's what I'm saying, because it sounds like the bruising is happening, but then it's going away very much quickly. Faster than normal. So
So it is a Weapon X type thing.
Like when I dropped the laptop on my
face
last night. Mm. First it went red and then blue, but when I woke up this morning it was already at the green stage.
Okay. So yeah, it is some sort of advanced Weapon X style healing Wolverine type shit.
And they have this in pill form now.
It just comes in pills.
No one told me.
It comes in pills. You put them under your tongue.
Yeah.
Okay. So
they taste really sweet.
Pills. By the way, these pills are just placebos. They're sugar pills.
Yeah.
That for some reason let Cassie.
Well then why am I healing super
Because you're a mutant.
Because the thing
you've
is
got the X gene.
You know what? Maybe your superpower is believing in yourself.
Yeah, dude. That's what I've been telling you this whole time.
You have told me that.
Okay, so you've taken 16 days so worth of small pills.
2 weeks have passed.
2 weeks have passed. You've been taking the pills every day. Today, did you ever miss a pill?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, well.
Sometimes I accidentally spit them out of my mouth and I can't be bothered to get
now
them.
Now, what I'm concerned about this. Sorry, I missed what you said.
I know you're concerned, but I just want to go back to why you ever spit them out of
when
your mouth.
When you're like talking, because I have to sit on
why your are you taking them while talking?
Because they're super cheap. So she just spits them out.
I can't not talk for 15 minutes a day at work.
15 minutes?
15 minutes. 15. Why does it take 15 minutes for these pills to dissolve? And they're little pills.
Yeah.
But they must dissolve.
But they must.
Yes.
You can't just swallow them.
They simply must.
No, you can't just swallow them. They have to go directly into your bloodstream.
They must dissolve.
They must. We need these pills to dissolve. Okay, so.
My concern is.
Yeah, hit me with your concerns.
These pills with the healing generation that
are really cheap.
That are super cheap and exceed the normal human capabilities. Yeah. I'm worried that it's actually just doing a little bit of a, here's the end of your life.
No.
Yeah, and we're bringing it back a little bit.
Oh, I get it.
You know, like it's
condensing.
Sort of like, yeah, it's condensing. So it's like, oh, you live more now, you heal faster, but let's just take a couple years off.
I'm okay with that.
It's kind of like
She's okay with that.
It's kind of like if you were to get a loaf of bread, okay? Bear with me. And pre-sliced bread. And you were to push either side together.
Yeah.
Now, the sides of the bread are going to get taller.
Right.
And I feel like that's like you're getting.
That's the spike.
That's spiking.
That's the spike in
it's
vitality.
Spiking. But it is getting smaller,
smaller,
squished from the little cheap pills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so you.
That you got from.
The man in the van.
The man in the van who sourced
them
from a dumpster.
I got them from Priceline.
Okay, so.
Made up name.
Wait, can I just have one further question?
Okay.
Are these over the counter pills? Or are these literally on shelves?
They're on shelves.
Okay, so there are pills on. If you are listening right now,
I could be Wolverine
get
right
the
now.
The fuck to your car, drive as quickly as you
guys,
can.
Guys, the solution is
because
here.
Literally, there's going to be a lot of people listening right now, and you're all going to be riding as fast as you can to Priceline to get all these immortality pills off the fucking shelves. You want to stock up on
them? Hey, you in bed right now with a sore leg?
Get the fuck up.
Get out of bed. The solution is here.
The best thing is, it's going to hurt to get out of the bed. Your leg is sore. You're going to be in pain when you run to Priceline. But here's the thing. We have pills that are going to fix that.
And you don't want to live till you're 90, do
no.
you? Do you?
Squish the bread.
Squish the bread.
Squish the bread squish on either the side.
You're an accordion. Bring it together. Yeah. Make a note.
The weirdest thing is, it's not a one-side squish you're doing. You're squishing both sides.
I know.
So in essence,
you forget
about your childhood.
That's true. That's true. I was born when I was 8 now.
Yeah.
Well, that's not how it works, but that's okay.
No, it's a butterfly effect type thing.
Well,
you know,
came out as an 8-year-old.
It doesn't, you know.
Also, her pills that she takes changes her mother's memory too.
Yeah.
Wow, that's powerful stuff.
Yeah.
But that's living.
Just the other day, my mom's like, I remember when you came out of me a fully formed 8-year-old.
Yeah.
And you went, you know what? I didn't until just now.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Under the tongue.
Under the tongue.
We've got the pills. We've purchased the pill. I'm sorry at home that if you're listening to this a day late, the pills are gone.
They're gone. They're sold out.
People have already gone and Priceline's on fire.
I'm ordering online as we speak.
Yeah, you got to get these little pills. Okay, so you get the little immortality pills. And so you've booked in. So 16 days of taking these magical pills that make you immortal. Then what happens?
So I went in today.
You went in today. Okay, so we're past the booking phase at this.
I already talked about the booking phase.
To be honest, I think we've been past the booking phase for a while.
We have.
As soon as you were purchasing the pills, we were then in the pill stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you show up.
Pre-op stage. Up. Now we're in the
Now, I want to say
stage.
This in the least creepy way possible,
yes.
But I just want the audience. Yeah. I just want the audience to kind of take us to be on this journey, but like, what are you fucking wearing?
What I'm wearing right now.
Okay, so a full burqa.
Full burqa.
Okay.
It was interesting.
I have not changed since this appointment.
A burqa with a butt flap cut out as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm not actually
like a
surprised
medical
by
flap.
That.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised
but you've
by
got
that.
It.
Mm. Yeah.
What if I need easy access to my butt?
We know our girl. We know our girl and her bowel movements, and they come when she chooses.
You can't risk it.
So okay, you show up. You're like. Hey, I assume you don't refer to him as Dr. K?
No, Nurse K.
I think Killer K.
Killer K? Okay.
He's Nurse K.
Nurse K?
Nurse K.
Helen, I spoke to the woman at the front desk. I remember her name. It was Nancy. There you go.
Like front desk, the front seat.
Yeah, front
yeah,
seat.
Yeah, she was the driver.
Nancy. Yeah. Nancy
and
the driver.
I said, hi, Nancy. I'm here for my 12:30 appointment.
And she's like, don't call me by my name.
They're listening.
This is me she playing Nancy. She grabbed her by the I'd like to play Nancy in this scenario.
Okay. Yeah. She grabbed Nancy by the cuff of her shirt.
And Nancy
No, Nancy grabbed Cassie by the cuff of her shirt and said, "Who the fuck told you my name?"
Yeah.
It was really
fuck told
that she
you
was wearing a necklace that said Nancy.
Oh, she was she?
Yeah. And I'm a sucker for a name tag.
Yeah. That's not her name.
And then she gave me an iPad.
Right, yeah.
She gave you an iPad.
This is so weird because Nancy's you know that was stolen crazy out of the truck.
Yeah, yeah. Now you get to the front of the truck and she goes, you look and she goes, hi, Nancy.
iPad? You go, no, sorry, I'm here for the other thing.
you go, hi, Nancy. And she goes, what, because of the necklace? Grow up. That's not my fucking name. And grabbed you by the collar. And then she said, do you want this iPad?
Yeah.
Do you want this iPad? I've got 10 of them. Just take the iPad.
You've had a big day.
I've had a big day.
You've had a big 2 weeks.
So Nancy gives you a free iPad. Was there like stuff, was there a reason she gave you it?
I had to write my medical history in it.
Yeah, that's techie.
And then
I'm now concerned that they've put her on a list where she's going to wake up in a bathtub.
What do you mean you had to write your medical history on it? What does that mean? Don't they have that on file?
No, because I went to a new place because I go wherever Kay is that day.
Don't they just contact each other?
I don't think so.
I've never had to write
businesses.
I've never had to write out my medical history once.
I don't think you've ever been to get injectables.
So it's an injectable specific thing.
Yeah.
Where you show up and they're like, okay, tell us everything that's ever happened to you.
No, it's like a lot of specific questions than like what meds you're on and stuff.
Okay. That makes sense.
I was on the little tiny pills.
What meds am I on? I'm on little tiny pills. They're like, oh, you haven't actually been taking them, right?
Ah, the bread pills.
We won't be able to put any needles in you. And because you're immortal.
Exactly. So the concern is that the needle will get in, but the skin will close around the needle, yeah, immediately forming a seal.
And then I said to Nancy, I said, because she's like, it's just going to be like a 5 minute
Just
wait.
So you know, that is a plot point in, I think it happens to Wolverine. He gets a disease or something, or he gets shot and the bullet's stuck in him, but they can't operate on him because he heals too quickly.
Frustrating.
That's the same with me.
Yeah. But go on. Okay.
So Nancy's like, it's going to be 5 minutes. So I say, hey, Nancy, seeing as we've got a 5 minute wait.
Oh, what are you doing here?
Okay.
This sounds like it's going to be a weird thing to say to Nancy.
Last night I dropped a laptop on my face and now my vision in my right eye is a little blurry. Should I worry about that?
And Nancy's like, I'm a receptionist.
That was pretty much how the conversation.
She looked you in the eye and said, I'm a driver.
No, that was pretty much how the conversation went. And then I asked Kay the same thing. And he was like, yeah, your right eye's quite swollen.
He's like, and he went, hold on.
He's like, okay, babe. Just straight in with the syringe.
You didn't ask Nancy that, right? She's going to go nuts later if you ask her a medical question.
She wants your medical history.
But Kay did say my right eye was queries. Swollen. He did say my right eyeball was swollen.
Yeah, okay.
Eyeball?
Yeah, it was quite swollen.
Never heard of a swollen eyeball.
No.
It was yucky. It was
must be a side effect of these pills.
Yeah. Yep. And okay. Then we called the doctor.
What do you... Okay. So what does Kay do in this scenario? Is he prepping you?
Wait, no. You call the doctor on FaceTime.
Okay, this is not a legitimate business.
This is so strange.
This is mental.
This is how injectables go, and anyone else who's gone, you will tell you this.
Okay, so obviously you've Justin, I'm sorry to keep going back. We'll quickly summarize. In order to get injectables,
yep,
here's just a simple way you do it.
First things first, Mark.
Get on Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. Find a man named Nurse K.
Yeah. If you don't have a connect, you got to get one, obviously.
Yeah, he
moves around a lot. Yeah,
he's Kay's never
an artist, thank you very
yeah,
much.
Yeah. It's like that thing in like Catch Me Where If You Can, and he's always moving. So K will put you in, he'll give you the hookup on some immortality pills. You'll show up to his van, Nancy, who drives the van.
Yeah.
Not named Nancy.
We'll just demand your medical history.
Just demand
upon
your
arrival.
Medical history.
Then we won't give you any medical advice.
No, yeah, because they're not qualified. I mean, look, they're a shady person, but at least they're not going to get you killed.
Then when you get in the back, he'll be like, okay, now we have to do this serious medical stuff. So I'll FaceTime a doctor.
Yeah.
The doctor asks you some psychological questions.
Like, are you safe right now?
Are you living alone or is there someone in your home that you're concerned about?
Yeah.
They're making sure that you don't have like severe body dysmorphia.
Do you think this van's a good place to get an operation?
What do you mean severe body dysmorphia? About your eye?
about my lips.
I think my eye is just so fat.
No one cares about my fucking eye.
Okay.
But I can't establish more that none of them wanted help with the eye situation.
Okay.
No, about like...
Wait, so you always have to call the doctor before the injectables?
Yeah, because they have to give you a prescription for whatever they're injecting into your lips. I get Restylane, but that's what I get.
Yeah.
Restylane.
So she's like, cool, wrestling. Gives me the prescription.
Yeah. What was the question she asked? Is it too personal?
Things like, have you ever made a comment about-
You want some of them DSLs, bitch? And then you said, well, yeah, I guess.
You said, what are DSLs?
Dick sucking lips. Come on, pay attention.
She's like, you want some of that split lip?
And like things like, have you ever made a comment about your body that someone thought was like completely outlandish? Things like that.
So what was your-
Oh, you say no to everything, so they'll put the shit in your lips.
Because if they ask me that, I'd be like, yeah, all the time. I constantly say I can dunk.
And then he said, hey, because we're at this place, they have laughing gas. And I was like,
just to be clear, you don't need this laughing gas, but do you fucking want it?
And let me be clear, by this place, he means they've pulled up to a service station and laughing gas is petrol.
Yeah.
And I was like, let's do it.
So you got some laughing gas.
He's just filling it up on the side. It's like, do you want to sniff this?
And then he injected me in the lips about 30 times.
30 times?
Yeah, it's
quickly
a lot.
Or slowly?
No, it's slow. And is it like, takes about 45 minutes.
And is it like one here, then one slightly to the right, slightly to the right,
and then
slightly
he'll
to the right?
Massage them out.
Mm. And then he'll, and that's
that
already
hurts.
Hurting at this point?
Yeah, that hurts. And then he'll be like, smile, relax your lips, and he'll look at you, and then he'll put them in different places.
Are your lips like really hard right now?
Yes.
Can I get a little kiss on the cheek?
It's going to hurt me, but I'll do it. Come here.
Okay. It just felt like clouds.
It didn't look like it hurt you.
I got soft cheeks.
It doesn't feel good.
I got soft cheeks. That felt like a cloud, though. It didn't feel hard on my end.
Thank you.
Did you, when he was doing it, could you hear him under his breath going, oh, fuck. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah, did you hear a few like, oh,
well,
God
damn
it. Oh, I am blowing this.
If I was a surgeon, I'd definitely, after someone's going, and I'd go, oh, shit. Just those few seconds, I could see them dwindling.
Oh, I would cry. I did start crying.
You started crying?
Because the laughing gas lets you let go.
Well, no, he was like, why are you crying?
The wall is brought down.
Wait, he said, why are you crying?
Yeah,
as he's like pinching
before,
her lips,
and I said,
as he tortures you, he's like, "Why are you crying?"
And he's like, "You okay? Why are you crying?" And I said, "Because the laughing gas doesn't make it hurt less. I just feel uncomfortably high right now, and I really didn't. I kept apologizing for drooling. He's like, "You're not drooling," and I said, "Why are my cheeks so big?"
Oh, okay. And he's like, well,
and then
maybe
he got the
"We got to get the doctor back on the phone quickly."
And. Yeah, then that happened and I went and got a pedicure. That was my
okay.
Day.
Now how
and it's a gorgeous pedicure, can
Thank
I say?
You.
Yeah.
No, now what happens?
I was secretly
now?
Admiring your feet from Thank the side you. Over here.
What happens now?
So
yeah, are you off the you're off the bruising pills now?
No, I do two more days. That's why I'm
Damn it. I was hoping her immortality had faded so I could take her life.
You could finally kill me. So right now they're swelling to like two times the size they're gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
It's both itchy and painful, but you can't scratch it because my lips hurt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to get the biggest they'll get tomorrow morning, and then they'll start going down to the size they'll
And be. That's picture day tomorrow morning.
Yeah. That's the day you take a picture.
Yeah. Picture day.
I do always take a picture. It's pretty funny.
Yes.
But like long term, they're just a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you know how that classic thing, like you see people that don't get this done, their lips are just sagging to the floor.
Yeah. Little tiny snake lips.
I do have little tiny paper lips.
You gotta love those paper lips.
I don't.
She doesn't.
But the worst thing
is. But isn't this the thing that you said that like it means that you drool a lot?
No, that's back when I used to get Botox in my lips. Okay. That was discussed on a season one episode, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
So this isn't Botox?
No, this is filler. Restylane.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's better?
Well, Botox does a different thing. So Botox, I used to get to flip my lip up.
Flip it.
And then
And that's like the true duck lip?
No, it's way more subtle than what I have going on now. Fuck, that hurt. It's way more subtle than
what
I have going
on now. Stop playing
with
your lips. She just won't stop playing with her lips.
I know. They're big, and then they also feel bigger than what they are when your mouth feels this big.
Okay. Well, that's a wild, like, two-week process to get to where we are, but... You know, now that they feel really painful and it's hard for you to talk and it's hard for you to laugh, that's what we're
it's
here
really
to help you
to
split that lip.
Yeah. But this isn't the worst part. The worst part is definitely the 30 fucking needles.
And the pinching and pulling also, of your lip. Is that like pulling the liquid, like the substance down?
Yeah, like massaging it to the right spot. And also, no, like the that. Most painful part is when the needle's in, they like do, they like kind of sew in and out of your lip.
That's gross.
And it's
but when the needle's so in there, they start going, woo, 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 woo.
And obviously I can't see it, but I've seen it in other videos. And I'm like, yeah, that's what it feels like. It feels like dying.
And is it weird that every time after he pulls out the needle, he goes, oh, that looks like a boo-boo. I should kiss it better. And gives you a little kiss on the lip.
Nurse
I don't think
Kay.
I'm Kay's type.
Oh, ooh.
Okay, shots fired.
What does that mean?
Kay's definitely gay.
Whoa.
Whoa, just because it rhymes?
You've had that?
Not everything that rhymes is true.
It is.
For example, I'm not a shark. Kale doesn't ever fail.
Oh. Are you guys satisfied with that story?
I think it was a good story in the end.
It was definitely better than that story you told about a train a few weeks ago.
I didn't tell that story. You guys told that fucking story.
I don't know.
I didn't tell that story at all.
Right. We just made up a story about a train where you told a story or like spoke to your friend about the podcast and doing an episode.
We were never on a
recommendation.
Train.
Just one thing. And I just want to say that
Mark,
that story then.
Take your time.
That story counts as...
Cassie's 2 minutes, they're so much fun. Mark and Kale love them.
And you know what? She didn't break any of the rules.
There was no rule breaking. Didn't ask a single question.
Didn't ask a question.
Yeah.
We never interrupted. And no Vennepont rules.
All you did.
No Vennepont rules.
I did have fun with it.
She had fun with it.
Yes.
She had fun with it. Should we do it? Should we jump into some fast facts?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
The show we're doing today is Sex Education. It aired from 2019 and is still going to this very day. It has 4 seasons, but only 3 are out at the moment.
The lips look great, by the way.
Thank you.
Overall on IMDb, this show has an 8.3, and the pilot episode, episode 1, has a 7.9. And did I mention there was 32 episodes? I did it all in the wrong order.
7.9 is a crime.
So this has come to us from listener Chrissy.
Hey, Chrissy.
G'day, Chrissy.
Hey, baby girl.
How do we say Chrissy? Do we go Chrissy? Do we go Chrissy?
And Chrissy is a listener. She listens quite a bit.
She listens. She blissens. She glistens.
Fuck, we.
She blown up.
We really should produce that children's show.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you think I was going to say rap album? No.
No.
I thought you were going to say children's show.
But,
it's called Rapping at Children.
Yeah. The 15 minutes.
With an at symbol.
I hate it.
Yeah.
What I love is we're doing one of our favorite genres of shows, which is teen shows.
I got to say, when I was watching this, I thought, this couldn't possibly be happening right now, but we're reopening the teeny-verse.
We are.
It has been a very, very long time since we've opened the teeny-verse.
It's one of our favorite verses.
When was the last time we did open up the teeny-verse?
I'm trying to think of the last teeny-verse I was a part of. Do you count? You don't really count Stranger Things as teenyverse, right? That's a whole different kind of genre. Teenyverse is like when it's just young people having sex and dealing with what it is to grow up.
No, I'd say Stranger Things is part of the teenyverse, but it's also part of the
But that's like starting season 3, right? That's when they enter.
Yeah, they're kiddyverse. It's kiddies in season 1.
No, because
they're practically little babies.
There's bigger ones.
Ned. What do you mean there's bigger
there
ones?
There is bigger ones.
There are bigger ones.
Nancy and Harrington.
Yes.
They're bigger ones.
They're bigger.
I'm looking up our own pilot on Instagram. Not on Instagram, on Spotify.
No. Wait, are you trying to hit up Kay?
hey, mate, I want you to torture me, Daddy.
How about you torture me for a little bit and make me look good?
Please make it hurt and give me those pills. Listen, I'm scrolling. Everybody Loves Raymond, Hilton, Aquaman, TJ Hooker. The peripheral, not teenyverse.
Do you think they could do the injections into the balls? Like into balls?
Dude,
into
I would love to get huge balls.
Dude, like goose eggs.
Oh, dude. I'd be like, check out these balls.
Yeah.
Doctor. I get what I would do is I get one doctor to inject it in my balls so they go huge, and then I go to another doctor
and
be like, what's going wrong with me? Yeah. And he'll be like, I don't know.
You just really want attention.
That's really good.
What's happening? I'm like, dude, I don't know.
I'd probably just be like, check out my balls, Mark. And I'd show you.
Yeah, I'd take you to the doctor. Dude, we have not opened the teenyverse for Seventh Heaven. Is Seventh Heaven in the teenyverse, or is that more in like the?
I think that's more in the family verse.
Yeah, or like the pedo dadverse.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure we've got a couple other shows in the pedo dadverse.
But what's the last thing we did that was like definitely right in there?
No, Gossip Girl 2021 was not Teenyverse because they were all, that's Teenyverse.
It was, 2021. They were teenagers.
Gossip Girl 2021.
Yeah, but the casting of that is so, they're so much older than what they're playing.
Yeah, but that's a big core fact of the Teenyverse.
That is a Teenyverse to a T. To a T. Eeniverse.
I didn't look up the ages of these actors.
Did I? I wasn't on the OC, was I? So is this my first encounter?
This might be the first time you've ever entered the Teenyverse. And we have a couple of rules.
Entering the Teenyverse.
Couple of rules of the Teenyverse is we do not rate the attractiveness of women unless you want to, and then go for it. That's just one of the rules.
It's a bit of a gamble because you never know which of them are actually the real teenies and then the others. I mean, the ones that showed their breasts are most likely the ones that are not teenies.
It's safe to not rate them. But as I said, if you want to rate them, just go ahead and do it.
But
I can reserve the right to call someone a dump truck.
Dump truck. Yep, you can do that.
Because that's not.
Another rule of the Teenyverse, which we didn't see in this episode, but it's coming. Actually, I think I've seen all of this show, but maybe I haven't.
What?
I think I've seen all of Sex Education.
Why did you have such a little sook out about having to watch it this afternoon?
I didn't want to watch it.
Such a little sook out. I want to
play Baldur's Gate.
You know, I've been noticing he's been real sookie outing about a lot of the episodes lately.
What do you mean?
I feel like every time he writes in the chat on the day of the recording, he goes, I don't want to watch anything when I get home.
Baby.
Yeah.
One of the other rules of the Teenyverse,
which, he's cutting that,
which we didn't see in this episode, but I'm assuming it's going to happen at some point in the show.
Fucking a teacher.
You
gotta fuck a teacher.
Happens in every Teenyverse show.
In most of the pilots we've done, I would say the majority of teen pilots we've done,
a teacher fucks a student.
Surely that's like a line that no show would ever cross, right?
I'll tell you what, it's a line that most shows cross in their first episode.
Oh my God.
In the first episode, Dawson's Creek, Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah, you gotta fuck a teacher. We're opening up the Teenyverse again. It's been a little while. We closed that book and much like Pandora's Box, we're ripping it open again. Not our first ever Teenyverse episode without Andy.
Yeah.
He's usually here to talk.
To rate the women.
No, he always, without fail, said something truly fucked up during one of the episodes.
Okay, yeah. And this is how he got the reputation.
It's how he got
the pod reputation.
Yeah.
The pod-butation.
Pod-butation.
Of being a pedo man.
I feel like it depends if that newspaper show counts. I think they were younger. I think they were tweens. That's our first time in the British Teenyverse.
It could be. So... yeah, this is we're breaking down barriers. We're doing a teen show. We're doing a British teen show. We're doing a show that this may be, and I thought about this. Before we go on to this outlandish statement, have you watched this whole show, Cassie?
No, I'd never seen this before.
Okay, well, forget about it. Have you seen this show?
Nah, dude.
Fuck.
I might watch all of it now, though.
I thought this would be the first ever show that we had done where everyone on the podcast had seen the whole thing.
Why have you seen it?
Because it's a very popular show.
Yeah.
Let's jump into the pilot episode of Sex Education. We open on a British house.
A gorgeous house.
Do we open on her house? I think we open on we fucking pan up and two people are fucking, right?
Well, the house is still nice, though.
It's fine.
It's not gorgeous, though.
Nah, it's not gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah. We open up on who we later find out is Adam's house.
Adam.
Yeah.
Adam, and he is...
good names, guys.
Adam is doing something wickedly dastardly.
Oh, we'll change his name soon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Adam's doing something disgusting, and he's having sex with a...
Underage
girl.
Yeah.
Well, they're both underage at this point.
Yeah, but still, this is a
pedo show, as far as I'm concerned. Only, you know who would love
all
this
shows
show?
That deal with teen Andy. Sex are pedo shows.
I was more thinking the guy off Seventh Heaven. You know the dad off Seventh Heaven?
He would love this
is
show.
The kind of show.
He'd love the rise and
he's
all
so
these sorts of shows.
He's so surprised he didn't get the call.
What's the other massive one with Zendaya in it? That's a teen show.
Euphoria.
Isn't it?
Euphoria.
We've never done the pilot of that. And
it's too dark.
Let's go into Sex Education. Sex Education, these are the kind of people that would like this show. We've got Jared Fogle. We've got...
He's heavily
Kevin
weighing on
Spacey.
My ratings now.
Kevin Spacey's going to be a big fan of this.
My ratings are plummeting.
Definitely the dad of Seventh Heaven.
Oh my God.
We need one more to make the Mount Rushmore of pedo dads. One more, pedo. Come on. Hit me up with one more for the Mount Rushmore.
Hit him with another pedo.
Let's go.
Jeffrey Epstein.
No. Yeah.
Bill Clinton.
Oh, shit.
I went there.
We want a lovable pedo.
A lovable
None
pedo.
None of them lovable.
Oh, fuck off.
MJ. Did you already say MJ?
MJ can be on the pedo
MJ
wall.
MJ should be on
Has
the...
Has to be.
Has to be.
Yeah.
The Mount Rushmore.
Front runner, if anything. Yeah. He's middle of the pack.
Oh, hell yeah. He's got the George Washington spot there.
Yeah, no.
He's actually got multiple because it's showing all of his reconstructions.
I think we were seconds away from being sued by his team for not including him just then. It really saved our butts.
Test pilot, we actually heard that you were making a Mount Rushmore of lovable pedos. I demand you put Michael Jackson on.
Since it's clearly out in the air now, we're actually trying to rechange our brand. So he's sort of become a mascot for that crowd.
Sure, he's a pedo, but he's lovable.
Oh, Michael Jackson would love this show. So we open on
great tracks, great music.
Yeah, have you seen him dance? He does that thing with the feet and he moves backwards, but he looks like he's walking forwards.
It's so light on his feet.
He's wickedly talented. We can all admit it.
Wickedly talented Michael Jackson.
Made a deal with the devil to get it.
Remember how he looked... weird.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember how weird he looked?
He looked very weird.
You know what they should have done? If it was me.
Not made him look weird?
No, if it was me.
If you were Michael Jackson with all that talent.
But can I just say, before you say anything, he went to the same injectables guy as me.
That's what I was going to say.
Right.
I was going to say that if only they had FaceTimed a doctor.
See, this is before
he got the surgery.
This is before he had Nancy.
It would have helped. So imagine the doctor getting on the FaceTime, one question, like, Michael, do you have body dysmorphia? And he'd be like, no. And then they'd let him get the surgery.
Right, yeah. They would. I mean, they'd still let him get it.
Because he's a liar. Yeah. Remember when he said he didn't touch those kids?
Yeah.
He's a liar.
Oh, dear.
The guy's he's a liar. Hell of a talent.
Do you remember that guy?
Incredible dancer.
Do you remember that guy that came out after he died? I was on a talk show and he looked like heavily burnt. But he had like a similar.
Have we talked about this before?
I don't know, but
no, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Dude, I am obsessed with this guy.
It's so weird, right?
So weird.
He sounds exactly like Michael Jackson. His face is all burnt and disfigured, but looks kind of like reconstructed in the same way that Michael's is.
It's crazy.
And he's talking about Michael like he was an old close friend, but it's just like, are you him?
Wait, is it Michael?
So what happened? The big backstory.
That lovable larrikin.
The big backstory is that as a kid, Michael visited this kid a lot in I was going to say prison.
Purgatory.
In hospital because this kid got burned. He was a burns victim and Michael visited him all the time.
Real bad burns. Okay.
Burns to the point where literally when he was like 40 years later, he's still wearing the bandages. And so, which is suspicious. Granted, that is suspicious.
Very suspicious.
But right after Michael Jackson died, we're talking like
what are they doing at that point, the bandages?
Like a week later after Michael Jackson dies, he goes on a talk show and it is 100% Michael Jackson just wearing bandages.
I need to see this.
And they're like, Michael.
I'm about to show you.
Okay. Yeah.
It is a lot to take in. I'm not trying to be insulting, but so just be,
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, see, that's what I was trying to avoid, that reaction.
Didn't want that on my
game. Why is he saying David?
I don't know what I didn't read what's there.
Because what happened was.
I guess his name's David.
No, what happened was.
David. I'll show you something.
They
I
want
to hear the voice.
He got to the recording of the interview and they're like, what's your name again? And it was Michael. And he's like, David. So they're like, okay, David, I guess.
Pull up the voice.
But see, here is an image of Michael with him as a child though. So, who knows?
Yikes. Pull up the voice.
We'll keep chatting. We'll definitely get, at some point, we are 48 minutes. My lord, into this recording already. So we will get into sex education.
It's a good app.
We're going to get into it after we listen to David's voice. And I think that's what the listeners at home want. There's no way they want to hear us talk about teens fucking. They want to hear about David.
We're talking about Pedo Rushmore. Yeah. Okay.
Wants to hear us talk about teens fucking? David.
You know what? What's more important? Is it more important we go through the plot of a fucking pilot episode that we've done? We've done this 112 times now. Or do you want us to make a Mount Rushmore of lovable pedos? Because we can do one. We can't do both.
We're just three people.
We're just three people in a room looking at David videos. What do you want from me? Honestly.
Okay, I need a second to get a good bite.
David Rothenberg, he was set on.
Cassie laughed. Let the record show.
Wait.
Let the record show that Kale played a video that
at
said,
the moment that it said he was set on fire.
The video, the audio went as follows. This is Dave Rosenberg, who was set on fire, and that was enough for Cassie to start laughing.
From the confines of my father's criminality.
He caused the fire?
Yeah. He is a criminal, and he caused all this.
And that was due to him feces all over the wall.
Of his name and his legacy, I decided to become my own person.
Oh, my Lord.
My name. We'll find out how Michael helped you, but Nico, is that a typical story of Michael?
So, one thing's clear. The Beetleborgs wasn't your lowest point. Which is nice to know.
Hold on, no. Let's calm down for a second, Cassie. Nice Compose yourself. Okay.
And contacted me and wanted to meet me.
How old were you at the time?
I was about 7 years old at the time.
And were you in the hospital?
I was not in the hospital at the time. I was
in the room
back and forth from surgery. And
what surgery got her.
Yeah.
Well, basically, he befriended me.
Surgery got her.
So that's Michael Jackson like a week after he apparently died.
You know what's kind of tough about that? Because I feel like the angle that they've probably hit this guy with is, so you were a 7-year-old boy when Michael Jackson met you and he didn't touch you. And he's like, that's right. Michael Jackson did not touch me. And I bet the interview was about like, well.
Was it because of the burns?
Let's be honest.
Could you have been a hotter kid?
I met.
Now, you said the burns were only 70% of your body. How are you looking down there?
Poo.
I have met someone who Michael Jackson allegedly touched.
Okay. Of course you have. It was the lizard in the desert.
We've established a couple of things here, and one of them is that we've now officially made up the Mount Rushmore.
And it was, can I say something? It was a bit too easy to achieve.
It was too easy.
It was a bit too easy.
Now, Cassie, you've been to Mount Rushmore.
I have not.
Correct?
I have not.
Okay, well.
Just play along.
Okay, just pretend
you've been there. Sorry, can we take that back?
Yeah.
Okay. Cassie, and action.
You want me to ask it again as well?
Yeah, I want to get in character.
Okay. And no, so remember that your answer is yes, I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's yes, I have. Just stick to the script.
Your thing is yes, I have. Okay.
You're doing great. And action.
So you've publicly laughed at Dave David on a podcast, right?
Your line is yes, I have.
That was edited in. I would never do anything like that. What is going on here?
I don't get it. I don't, because I did my lines
right. This is a work of fiction, okay? It's safe for you to say this.
Nothing's safe.
Cut that out. It's safe for you to say this.
Nothing is safe here. You know, you don't make me feel safe.
Yo, is there 4 on Mount Rushmore or is there 5 on Mount Rushmore? That's my question.
I haven't been. I believe there's 4.
There's 4. Okay. So we've got Kevin Spacey, Jared Fogle, the dad of Seventh Heaven. Mm. And Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
The star of the show.
Lovable Peter. He's the star of the show. He's an A-lister.
Yeah, he's the only one on the mountain that lights up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's got little lights.
That's sick.
That's really
sick.
Cute.
To be fair, Kevin Spacey's a pretty big A-lister as well.
I'm not saying, it's not about that. It's just the glam and the glitz.
One of them's a more prominent Peter.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It's a big drop to the Jared Fogles.
Yeah, Spacey got a doco yet? Give it time.
People are busy. There's so many
people on strike.
There's so many pedo docos to make that like Spacey's like 15 down the list at this point. So we're gonna open. We're talking about a show today that's it's well loved by the Mount Rushmore that we've talked about. We open on two teens having sex up in a bedroom. Mm. Let's fast play. I don't want this podcast to be the kind of podcast where we explain sex. Is that all right?
Well, I don't quite understand sex yet, so yeah. We wouldn't be the people to do it.
You've never had it.
Never.
Virgin flower.
Mm-hmm. I just think hearing the three of us explain a sex scene isn't fun for anyone.
Yeah. No. You can just hit the dot points, right? Like, she's loving it.
Dude. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with her? I've never heard those noises from a woman.
It was so strange.
Yeah.
She was like, do you like my tits?
Yeah. Is this doing it for anyone at home? Like, is anyone?
Him staring at the ceiling, not into it.
He's not into it.
No.
He doesn't like it too much.
He's not doing it for him.
And she's like, come on me. Wait, don't. I'll get a rash.
See,
now they flipped.
I got to say, this is what I was trying to avoid.
Right.
Because I said I didn't want to talk through the sex scene.
Of course, right. Because now he's like, plowing her from behind.
Yeah, but I feel like all we're doing is talking through the sex scene.
She comes and then he fakes it.
Mm. Okay, well, we did it. We talked through the entire sex scene.
Oh, that's
what it was.
No, I was just hitting the dot points.
You did a great job.
You did.
Thank you.
Honestly, You did a great job.
I didn't get into facial expressions. Well, I did a little bit.
You did. You did.
Yeah.
You wouldn't stop talking about the facial expressions. I'm going to have to cut most of that out, actually.
Yeah. She had a lot of teeth.
What do you mean a lot? Like,
like bunny teeth.
Like bunny teeth.
More than bunny teeth.
More than bunny teeth.
More than bunny teeth.
She notices that he doesn't actually ejaculate. Yeah. And she goes, what?
She demands to see the condom.
She looks at it. It's empty. It's the emptiest one I've seen.
Yeah. But also the longest. I didn't realize they made them in that size.
Well, I think that's a bit of foreshadowing for something we will find out later on in the episode. He's got a big donger.
Yeah, horse cock at him.
And then I feel like this scene kind of ends. Yeah. Does he get angry? Does he strike her?
No.
Okay.
Does he drop a laptop on her face?
No, he doesn't do that either.
Yeah. During the sex scene, we didn't mention, but he kept shoving little pills under her tongue.
And said, call me Kay.
then we go across to the main character of this show.
Otis.
We meet Otis. Otis wakes up. He pulls out a porno mag.
Mm-hmm.
And then as he's about to start, the wickedly talented masturbating act. Mm. A man walks through the door.
Well, he puts some moisturizer into a tissue, which was confusing.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. We'll figure that. That's a little bit of a
mystery that we're about to solve.
You know what? I'm playing dumb.
Oh,
you're playing dumb.
Doing such a good job.
That's the thing, because you're.
I'm just trying to set us up, you know, reveal.
Did Kale forget the show?
No, I know. I didn't forget. I was
acting.
Just
because
you're so smart. So when you play dumb, I assume I'm dumb. You know what I mean? A man comes in. He's a 32-year-old man. And I was like, is that me? And it wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
I didn't relate because unlike you two little babies, I'm 33.
33.
Yeah.
Larry Bird's number.
It's also the age Jesus was.
Go Birds.
What do you mean was?
When he died.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
What happened to him? I haven't gotten to that bit yet.
So,
I'm reading it at the moment, and right now he's just been born. This 32-year-old man comes into the room. They have a bit of a chat. The man's been having sex with Otis's mother, played by the wickedly talented Gillian Adele Andrews. Dazeem. What's her name? Gillian Andrews?
Adele Dazeem.
Adele Dazeem.
Who is Gillian Andrews? Gillian Anderson.
Anderson? Who's Gillian Andrews?
Scully, right?
I don't think there is one.
Scully. It's Scully from X-Files.
It's Scully.
We haven't done X-Files on this podcast as well.
That's wild.
One we'll have to do in the future because we're good at this. We're really good at this at an hour and five, and we're up to the second scene. What happens then, Cassie?
He's super chill and casual about his the person who's just walked into his room looking for the bathroom, who's just finished up. Yeah, he's used to it.
Mum's been slutting.
And he's, you know, he's even been caught, you know, doing whatever it is he's doing with the nudie magazine and the tissues on the bed and the lotion, you know, and he's just like, bathroom's over that way, buddy.
Buddy leaves.
Now we're at breakfast.
We're at breakfast. And we hit the annoyingest trope in TV history. Our boy Otis gets some toast, doesn't eat the toast. Doesn't this annoy you guys?
Aren't doesn't you even take a this? Bite.
He takes a single bite of the toast and then goes, I got to run. I have to get to school, and just leaves two pieces of toast on the table.
I didn't notice.
When will they stop?
Not before rinsing out old mate who busted into his room just a moment ago.
Oh, yeah. What that's kind of
Oedipus,
important.
Oedipus.
Oedipus.
Otis.
Otis.
Oedipus.
Oedipus.
Yeah. Cassie thought you were asking if his name was Oedipus. Right. And Cassie went, no, it's Otis.
Yeah.
Like quite condescendingly.
Honestly, I don't know why she came in so
she
hard.
She came
there,
in hard.
She was wrong.
Yeah, she was
I
wrong.
I was wrong.
So the important thing about this scene, the actual important bit, is the conversation that him and his mum have when the 32-year-old man is at the table. Because the 32-year-old man is like, I guess the point is that him. That Otis and his mom are having a conversation that's like quite psych talky, where it's like, were they really going into like psychiatric terms, and they're talking back and forth about it, and the guy is kind of sitting on the side a bit confused about what they're talking about. And all we're doing here is establishing that his mom, and we kind of establish here that his mom is a sex therapist.
Well, they really blatantly do it.
Yeah.
He calls her a shrink. Because that's why I never date a shrink. And then he fucking elbows the kid like they're best bros.
It's weird.
And then she goes, like, sex and relationship therapist, thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. So we're really getting the plot right here. His mum's a sex and relationship therapist. And then someone comes to the door. He doesn't eat his fucking toast and he goes to the front door to meet another main character in the show, which is his best friend.
Eric. I paid attention.
This is going to be a great episode. So him and Eric, they say bye to the 32-year-old man. Eric makes a comment about
how sexy he is.
Boom, Eric's gay. Already done it. Don't even waste time. We need everyone to know Eric's gay. He's gay. They're riding on their bikes, and on the ride, they discuss that Otis still can't masturbate. It's a problem he's got. He can't do it.
He's faking it.
He's pretending.
He's performing it for his mother, which is
interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Then we get to the school. We see everyone in the school. Let's get it out of the way here. Like the school,
it was like an American trope, but in an English setting where it's like you had the Untouchables, which were the super cool kids that were very mean girls-esque. And they
pull
also,
up in like a convertible and
they're
shit.
Vegetarians now.
Here's the thing.
Three
about,
females, one male.
Everyone's dressed like the 80s in this show. It's like a very deliberate choice by like the costume department that everyone's like super cool 80s.
Yeah.
To the point where up until this point in the show, you also haven't seen any technology.
Yeah, I was confused by what time we're in for a little bit.
So there's literally though people fucking outside, and this is like high school?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's supposed to be hyperbole.
Sure, but there are two people that are just straight up fucking out front of the school. At one point, which is great.
Yeah, there's two people just like fucking.
Yeah,
out the
two
front
people
of school.
Fucking, but you get like a sweep of the yard, and it's just like everyone's got sex on their mind. Look, they're either thinking about it or they're blah blah blah. And you see a girl just like sitting by herself, but she's biting her lower lip. Like it's
a
whole thing.
It's a whole sex show. And
oh, and then there's like the cool chick with the dyed hair that shows up, who's also a main character. But
Maeve.
She's Maeve, and she's supposedly the super slutty one. She's just got a bad reputation, but it's like that classic. Like, she's probably not that bad, you guys.
She looks so much like Samara Weaving.
And Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Maeve comes up. She's the main character. She's a bit more slutty. Everyone thinks she's a slut. Everyone also hates her, even though she's like objectively would be a cool girl.
Mm.
And she's gorgeous.
Yeah. Who are we kidding? Like just for once.
Rough around the edges though.
Is she?
In terms of like personality.
I guess. She's a bit rude. But you know, is that nature or nurture? Maybe because everyone's mean to her. She's mean to them. Man.
Mm. Oh, I'm not judging for this.
Life's been tough on her.
I'm just
How
saying what
you?
She's putting out to teenagers who have weak fortitude, soft spines.
Yeah.
But she's friends with Big Teeth.
She is friends with Big Teeth.
Should we just call her Bugs?
What is her name? Sure. Does anyone know her name?
Nah.
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny.
Lola.
Lola Bunny. She's got a Lola Bunny vibe to her.
Yeah. She does.
But like back when Lola Bunny, like Space Jam, like when they had the guts to make her hot and they didn't make her fucking fugly like in the new one.
Like that rabbit had curves.
Yeah.
Wait, did they fuck
do you
a
know,
Lola Bunny?
Do you not know that this is a thing? That like,
I haven't seen the new one.
When the new Space,
no, the old one.
No, when the new Space Jam came out, they made...
Oh, were people outraged people that Lola's not hot?
What the fuck? Can't even have a hot bunny anymore. It's like who are you arguing
like the Eminem
to right
thing
now?
All over
Bro,
again.
Bro, pick your battles, man. Like, it's just like, let that one go.
I'm sorry, but I've only ever wanted a fucking Eminem. And you put different shoes on her?
You put her in flats?
And now I don't want to fuck her? Everything is wrong in the world. Get a life, you idiots. So... What are we talking about? We're talking about the show that kids fuck, right?
Yeah, the kids fuck and then fucking, they're all having sex. But no, they're just talking about how they're not cool and how this is the year that everything can change.
Yeah, everyone's going to be cool.
The next
they're
2 years.
Be cool.
Forget our previous reputation. This year's the one.
It's pretty much how every teen movie starts.
Yeah. No, it's very, very true.
Yeah, it's American Pie. It's English pudding.
English pudding. So they, a couple of things happen. One of them is you find out that Adam bullies
Eric.
He bullies him, calls him trombona because he got a boner during a
and he plays the French horn.
Yeah,
but
he's playing the French horn.
Adam can't tell the difference.
I thought that was a funny scene.
Adam,
actually,
big cock dumb guy.
Yeah, I thought that was quite funny. There's a lot of funny scenes in this, and as you know, if you've listened to this before, the worst thing I hate,
my
nightmare on this podcast is explaining funny scenes. But there's one.
There
where
were good laughs in this.
There's
for
good
sure.
laughs. Eric plays the French horn at the whole school and then apologizes directly after.
It's good.
I laughed at that. And then when he goes and sits down, Otis says to him, like, why would you do that? You shouldn't have done that. And he's like, I wanted to impress the swing band. And then they throw over a piece of paper and he opens it up. It's like, we hate you from the swing band. And
it
they
says all give your
him,
shit.
Yeah, and they all give him the finger. You know, I'm laughing. There's gags throughout this whole episode, but we're only going to hit the plot points of this one because I'm not going to sit here and explain jokes to you guys.
Yeah.
It's like when we said we wouldn't explain sex scenes, we don't do it.
Yeah, we don't do that. Not if they're minors.
So big things to hit is Trombona's getting bullied by Adam. You don't really know why he's getting bullied. I can hit you with a big spoiler here, but I'm not going to.
During the assembly, the principal mentions a out of order bathroom that's at the back of the school, which is only relevant because it becomes a big scene piece for like the rest of, I'm assuming, the show.
Yeah.
It's like a weirdly like...
When he says it's run down, it's fucking
It's like
gutted.
It's like Last of Us style run down. You know
but then
I mean?
There's plants everywhere, like vines.
It's like he's like, hey, you know that bathroom at the back?
Don't go in there because there's asbestos.
Yeah. But you know how also we let it get to the point where nature took it back?
Yeah, rats live there now.
Very, very silly.
It's weirdly aesthetic.
He also mentions he introduced first boy who's like
the coolest guy
at the school, and he's like the head of
we've taken over. That's the first thing he says.
He's this cool kid, and you meet him as a character. And then eventually a couple of things happen here, but eventually we end up in a class with, on the way to this class, Otis bumps into Maeve, knocks all his shit over.
Yeah, yeah.
They have an argument.
Sorry, if we haven't established, Otis clearly has a thing for Maeve. Yeah. Whatever it might be, he's got like an attraction or something's going on.
At this point, you think he does?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. When he knocks off the books out of her hands by mistake, you can tell.
I knew from the second that Eric was slagging her off and he goes, that's probably not true.
Right.
I was like, yeah, Otis is.
To be fair, I have a thing for Maeve, so that's okay.
After he knocks over her books, he apologizes, leaves, and then Maeve bumps into the cool boy,
mm-hmm.
the cool kid, and knocks into
first
him.
First boy.
First, is it? Was it? It was first boy, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like the
don't be scared,
the head of the prefects.
I think it might have been head boy.
Head boy.
Head boy.
He did have a head.
and they could only find one.
Head boy and his two like bully friends. The bully friend's like quite a bully. Like he's
nice like, tits, Maeve. Because the joke is she's flat chested.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Eric even earlier mentioned that like her boob size has grown or something like that, or like barely, you know.
I thought he said not that even feels possible. I'm like, are they saying she has giant tits? Because she doesn't.
Yeah, I think it was like a gag that she's flat chested.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, this guy's like, nice tits. And then she ignores it and talks to head boy. And then she's like, then he goes again, oi, I said nice tits.
Yeah, yeah.
And so she knees him in the balls. And then.
I thought she didn't hear me.
And head boy, because he is like the fucking, he's like a hall monitor, I guess, as well. He gives her a citation.
But that was for bumping into a dude.
Yeah, but she walks away later, opens it up, and it says, meet me in the bathroom or something like that.
Meet me after class.
We go into class. Maeve's sitting at the back by herself.
Otis looks at her. Otis is sitting empty seat next to him.
In walks Adam. Adam comes and sits next to Otis. Then the teacher's
she says, whoever you're sitting next to is absolutely who you're doing this group project with.
Yeah, and then Adam turns to him and Otis goes, should we go to the library after class and do our group project? By the way, I don't think you find out what the group project is at any point. It's just like
it's
MISC group project. And then he's like, I don't go to libraries. Where do you live? And he's like, this is my address. And he's like, okay, I'm going to come around at 6 o'clock to your house tonight.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, Adam at this point had pulled out a pocket knife and was carving into the wooden table.
Adam's an absolute bad boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I really like Adam.
Of course you do.
No, I think
because you could change him.
Sweet.
You can change
him. I think he doesn't need changing. I think he's sweet.
Mm. He's a problem.
He's an absolute problem child.
I've never watched a teen show where I found all the characters so sweet and charming.
You liked every single one of them?
I didn't love Bugs Bunny.
What about the Untouchables? Yeah. They all sucked.
We didn't really get to know them. Otis, Maeve, Adam, Eric. I think they're all so cute and charming.
So we've got this thing.
I also think they're fairly realistic teenagers.
They look okay for teens, actually. I don't think they look too old.
I just didn't mean looks, but that's true.
Yeah.
Otis passes the bar.
Otis passes very well, but I just mean like in their mannerisms and behaviors and things
Everyone's too cool though. Like no one in high school dressed this cool.
Not in fashion. No. I don't think, but I just mean the way that they were.
Yeah.
I found them believable.
So Otis talks to Trombona about this, aka Eric, and Eric's like, he's going to kill you, you know? Like, we also had a scene at some point where Adam went up to Eric and, like, stole his lunch money and fucking ate his curly whirly and said he was going to... He's gonna like punch him and shit.
Well, the curly whirly is a totally different thing. There, I noticed.
No,
he scrunches it up.
He scrunches it up into a ball.
Oh. And but then, see, at this point, I was like, "Oh, Adam's gay."
Yeah,
because from what we saw with him having sex earlier, I was connecting those two dots because he puts it in his mouth like he's sucking a penis, where he sort of. And then but then it also seems like he swallows it in one.
Yeah, he swallows.
There's
it
no chew time.
Doesn't chew at all. Swallows the curly whirly whole. No.
Yeah, which is so offensive. It felt unsafe.
Gobbled it up like you two in those gumballs.
Yeah.
It really was. That's where he got the inspo. He listened to that episode.
I guess the important things on the first day of school is like we find out that Adam's going to go around to Otis's house at night. Obviously, off this, Eric's like warns him. He's like, oh, you're gonna die. And by the way, if Adam finds out what your mum does, you're fucked.
Yeah.
And then I think we also get a scene of Maeve and the big tooth lady.
Having a cigarette in that terrible post-apocalyptic toilet.
That was Bugs, aesthetic as shit.
Bugs tells Maeve about Adam's inability to cocoon,
and she says he's also got a really big dong dong. And then they look out the window,
like two Coke cans stacked on top of each other, not just in length but in width. And direct quote from Eric.
And then they talk about like.
It sounds awful, to be honest. Like, count me out.
And then she says, like, her friends, she's friends with, like, the cool kids, Big Teeth, that is. And Big Teeth, like, says that the friends want her to dump Adam because he's so low class. He's just a big, big, dumb, dumb shit. And then they see her coming. So she's hiding her relationship with Maeve and she goes out and she.
Yeah, they're awful to her. She's the lowest rung of the cool kids, apparently.
For sure. They knock a ham sandwich out of her.
She's like, more ham.
Because they're supposed to be vegan.
She's also seemingly very daft.
She's a daft one.
She's not clever.
She's not the smartest one out of the bunch.
But cut to Otis is at home and he's just pulling dicks and fuck portraits off the wall. And it's a montage.
It's a montage of him trying to de-sex the house.
Of trying to hide his mother's identity.
Were your parents quite open about sex or no?
No.
No, my parents were open about getting divorces.
Due to a lack of.
Yeah.
See, I could relate to this because my parents were really open about sex. And it was awful. Right. Yeah. That's why I'm still a virgin to this day. They even showed me the couch where I was conceived.
Brutal.
They had to drive all the way to a back alley somewhere. Yeah. And be like, I think it was that one.
It was out the back of the Oaks in Neutral Bay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So you know it's fancy.
I found a book in my cupboard when I was maybe like 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a very basic, like Birds and the Bees kind of style book. And I flicked through it for a second. I went, nope. And I threw it in the trash can, which obviously I don't take out the bins at that age. So mom,
you were like, probably, I just need this to be gone.
Yeah, yeah. So mom probably found it and went, you know what?
He's not
ready. We'll just pass it.
That's so kind.
Yeah. And yeah.
Because the mother in this would have gone the opposite way.
Yeah.
Because she has no boundaries.
But then on the flip side, when I was about 15, mum and sister giggling through just a plastic bag of condoms at me.
Okay.
I thought you said they were giggling through one, so they held it up to the
person.
Doing the balloon trick?
That's why it took a long time to respond because I had the image.
They threw it at me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, that's strange. Stop talking to me.
My brother's friends used to throw condoms at me.
Really?
Well, that sucks. And did he think that was funny?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was not a very protective older brother at all.
Yeah, fuck a bro. Like, what?
Like, truly.
What the fuck? Where do I jump back in?
Otis is cleaning up rapidly. He's getting rid of all these dicks and pics. He's trying to conceal who his mother is, being a sex therapist.
Yeah.
That's the door getting knocked on.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Foley artist.
I thought you were having a tantrum.
Yeah, Mick Foley artist.
And I did not
know
what we had done, but I was terrified.
I'm a Mick Foley artist.
And Otis is shocked because Adam is on time.
He opens the door. Adam's got a big fat spliff. And he goes, do you want to smoke this?
My fat spliff in your fat living room.
Wait, actually, no. When he opens the door, he goes, do you got any Nesquik, which I liked as well.
I really do enjoy that.
And Otis is like, only banana.
Which is legit as fuck. Banana Nesquik, get me on it.
Give me some.
Banana Nesquik is the best. Banana Paddle Pops are the best.
Oh, banana anything is the best. Oh,
big fan of banana.
Not like, you know, like.
You don't like the Musk bananas?
I don't like Musk. I think it's a trash flavor. for trash people. Wait, it's like
no, once, but Musk isn't the
once
flavor.
Once you get a bit of money, Musk, you realize there's better things than Musk.
Well, okay, what would you call those banana things?
I just call them banana lollies. But do you like Musk flavor?
Okay. Like Musk, the pink one?
Musk is like, that's
that's not my first choice.
I would die for it.
She would die for it.
Jesus. They're drinking Nesquik together. Adam's not doing any help with the group assignment, obviously.
Yep.
Eventually he goes and sits down on the couch. He wants to smoke the joint and
please outside, not inside. But then he's like, I need a shit.
Yeah.
Adam's like, I need to use the toilet. He sends him on his way. Adam comes back, sneaks past him, goes into mom's office.
Finds a lot of like sex things. Eventually he makes a noise in there.
Also in this scene, he almost only gravitates towards the cocks as Yeah, so he picks up a giant cock off the wall and then he picks up, there's a fleshlight and then like two dildos and he grabs the two dildos.
Lots of porn.
Foreshadowing.
Lots of porn and stuff. And then eventually Otis finds him in there and is like, oh, please, please, I can explain. And then Adam's like, you've got a fuck dungeon. And he's like, no, my mom does this for a job. There's a big bit where he explains what the job is.
She's a sex therapist. He's like, what's that?
Yeah. He's like, so she's a prostitute. He's like, no, I don't.
He's like, he helps people come or some shit. Then you hear, darling, I'm home.
Yeah, which I thought there'd be like a scene of her like coming in and being like, oh, get out of my stuff. But then we do a hard cut to Adam and the wickedly talented Gillison Anderson.
It's Scully.
Adele Dazeem.
It's Scully.
Scully out smoking the joint together. She's having a fun time with it.
She's high as fuck.
And then eventually she says to Adam, she's like, oh, do you smoke a lot of this? And he's like, yeah, I smoke most days. And she's like, oh, great. Like, she's a cool mom. But then she's like, oh.
She's a cool boundaryless mom.
There's like a lot of research being done in it at the moment that like it's curing a lot of diseases. People didn't know about it. And then she's like, but be cautious because there's also some research saying that like long-term users of the drug.
At a young age.
I have a lot of patients in who said they used it a lot at a young age and now they're having impotence problems. They can't get erect.
And he's like, I don't know what impotence is.
Yeah. Well, he's like, I don't have that problem.
Yeah. And he's like,
I didn't say you did.
And he's like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Now I'm embarrassed.
And he leaves. He goes home. He walks through the front door. And I think is this the first time you see that his dad is the principal?
Yeah.
Can we just talk about all-time amazing casting? Has to be him and his dad. It is incredible how similar these two guys look.
Really?
Like, they look so similar.
The jawline. I didn't notice.
Oh, it's great casting. Yeah. Okay. His dad's like, you're 10 minutes late. And he's like, sorry, I lost track of time. And then he's like, you know the rules. He gives him his phone. We've gone from a boundaryless cool mom to a strict dad. The dad is strict. Adam goes upstairs. Upstairs is
Bugs.
She's angry at him. She tries to do some pants action with him. He doesn't get hard, so she leaves down the front. He gets yelled at by his dad.
Well, he tells her to leave out the window, and she just fucking doesn't listen, does she?
No. She goes, goodbye, headmaster.
Yeah, that is what she
said. So the next day at school, Otis is scared. He believes that the news is going to hit the school. However, when Adam comes in, he just kind of pushes Eric away, is a bully to him, and then walks over and takes some Viagra.
And just real quick, we see Maeve having sex with Head Boy in the car, and she's like, we just fucking don't be so like, you know.
Something important here, if you've watched past the first episode, fine. He's like, let me drop you home, and she's like, no, we're not like that. We're just having sex. And he's like, I don't even know where you live. And she's like, listen, we're not a couple. I'm a big girl. I can get myself home. I mean, you find out she's like lives in a trailer park and shit.
Yeah, alone. It's sad.
She lives alone in a trailer park.
I mean, pretty boss move, honestly.
I'll just say, because off mic we did establish that we all have watched Ahead, except for Mark, who's watched it all before.
Yeah, yeah. Monsters. So, Adam takes like three Viagras. There's two Coke cans sitting on top of each other, which I guess is like a subtle.
He measured.
Yeah, he measured. He done a measure.
Yeah.
and then what tips him over the edge? Because he's
what do you mean tips him over the edge?
He takes the
Viagra because he wants to hit up his girlfriend to be like, look,
and he texts her and she says, I've got an assignment to do.
Also piss off.
Yeah. And then from that, he looks over at Otis and gets angry at Otis because of the dick stuff. Otis's mum made him feel self-conscious about his dick. And so he's angry at Otis. And so then he gets angry.
And he gets a little cheeky look on his face like he's going to do something naughty, which he definitely does. And now we're in the lab.
We're in the lab class,
you know.
Otis and Maeve get paired up for something together.
They're doing human anatomy. How awkward. They're marking up that's this one, right? Yeah.
They're marking up a vag.
Marking up the vag and Maeve gets it wrong. But he knows exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he corrects her and she's like, I'm pretty sure I have one, I'd know. And he's like, well, I'm pretty sure you're completely wrong. And he labels some stuff and she's like, I don't even know what that is. I'm like, I know what that is.
They also dig deeper into Otis's a seemingly massive, uncomfortable feelings towards a penis.
Yeah, he can't put on a condom.
He can't even touch it.
Eventually, everyone in the class's phones go off while this is happening. Because Otis is kind of having a moment with Maeve here as well. Like, they're kind of connecting a little bit. Everyone's phone goes off.
She's like, oh, you're smart. He's like, oh, you're smart.
And then someone goes and plugs it into the TV and instantly it plays full screen, which is dumb. Do you know how hard it would be to plug phone into a TV in just a random school? Well, and
I had
a tantrum
connecting my phone to the speakers today that they've been connected to for 9 years.
It also looks like an old AV TV as well. Because I thought that they'd cast it or something. Yeah. But do you actually see someone plug?
Yeah, someone goes up and plugs
in. I had to watch the scene
into
again.
AV cords?
Yeah, like, I don't know what we're doing.
I had to watch the scene again because I was so confused at what had happened for that reason.
And it's also like a old video that like came out in the 80s, but is filmed in 16:9. Give me a fucking break here. But anyways, they play a video and it's the wickedly talented Scully, his mum, and she's doing like a showing how to whack off like a fruit. And
yeah.
It's a cucumber.
Cucumber. A cucumber. How you say cucumber?
A cucambus.
That's one of my favorite stories you've told.
And then she whacks off and everyone in the school is like, what the hell? That's Otis's mom. Because there's a text on screen. It's like, Otis's mom whacks off cucumbers. And then he's like, no, not my mom. And he runs away. And then the teacher's like, hey, you better go help him, Maeve.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
I wouldn't hang out with that. That guy's mom wanks cucumbers. I don't want to be seen with
them. They know they've just assigned random lab partners.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What's with this school and their system of whoever you're sitting next to is now your life partner?
That is your responsibility and their mental health and welfare is on you.
They are your accountability buddy.
I like that. I'm going to use that at work.
It's South Park.
So she goes out and she starts talking to Otis and she's basically like, oh, don't worry about it. Like, I'm an outcast. It's not so bad being an outcast.
Yeah.
And then he's kind of like, listen, everything.
Welcome to the outcast club.
Yeah, we hang out in this bathroom.
They're talking and then eventually
they hear like, oh, ow, oh.
Coming from the post-apocalyptic toilet. They go in there and open up the stall instantly and Adam's big willy's there. You don't see his big willy at this point because he covers it up with his
underwear.
But you see the outline. The dude's packing absolute monster heat.
It's almost up to his nipples.
It's a very comically large the pecker.
Yeah.
And this bloody bathroom is starting to feel a bit like the room of requirement.
Yeah.
Where only the fucking outcasts. I need a place to hide my boner.
Yeah.
I need a place to cry after my mum jerked off a fruit.
That's the thing. The moment he became a reject, he ran to the reject bathroom.
Yeah.
For sure.
It appeared to him.
So Adam's here being like, oh, my dick hurts. I took too many pills. And eventually we get to a moment where Otis kind of is like, at first Otis is like,
it's his superpower, dude. Yeah,
Otis is like, well, fuck you. Like, I'm not going to help you. And then he's basically like, no, please help me. And then Otis is like,
oh yeah, he's like, I know that you're the one that put it on the telly for everyone. Yeah. He's like, yeah, it is, but you have to help me.
And then Otis is just like, okay. And then starts helping him. And the way he helps him is he remembers back to all the conversations he's had with his mom and can kind of tap into like an empathetic psychologist speaking.
And this is like future spoilers from a later episode, but they show that he has like a little grate in his room that apparently connects right down to where her office is and he can actually hear the conversation she's having with like couples and relationship issues and stuff. So also very traumatic to grow up in a house where you're just hearing just all of the problems you can have sexually.
Oh, for sure.
And so eventually he like talks Adam down and he's basically like, why do you think you feel this way, et cetera, et cetera.
Because I've got a big cock and I'm the principal's son.
Yeah, and then he talks
him. Cross the bear.
Eventually he's like, okay, the boner went down, you fix me. Because he talked it through and he found out.
He basically said, be you and own it.
Yeah.
Is essentially what it came down to.
He's like, don't tell anyone. He's like, okay.
He's like, huh, never thought of it that way. Just be okay with myself. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Great. That's good.
And he's like, okay, I won't tell anyone, but you've got to be nice to Eric. Yeah. He's like, trombone.
It's nice though. You know, he's looking out for his boy. He's looking out for Eric. He could have asked for something for himself, but he didn't. Otis ain't that kind of guy.
Yeah.
Otis is so sweet.
Now, I feel like a nighttime happens at some point here, but it's fine. Basically, the next thing that happens plot-wise in this is Adam then goes to the middle of the
cafeteria, canteen,
gets up on a table and is like, everybody look at me. And then he's like, my name's Adam. And yeah.
You know me.
I'm the guy that's always a dick to all of you. Well,
speaking of dicks.
Yeah. He's like, well, my dad, yeah, he's the principal. And that's hard for me.
Because I'm not so school good.
And also, I got a really big dick. Have a look. And he pulls down his pants.
And this is the first time we've seen full on dick.
Yeah.
Well, you see it through his behind.
You see balls. Yeah, you see cock and balls.
You see dick.
I think it's fake.
And uncircumcised.
I think it's a fake dick.
I think it's a fake dick.
I think it's a fake dick.
I mean, we have to think that, don't we, Mark?
Yeah. They don't make them like that.
They're definitely not that big.
No.
I remember the first time I saw an uncircumcised dick. It was terrifying.
Most penises look exactly like footy franks, right? Like exactly.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
footy
yeah.
Franks.
No, you're normal. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm not kidding though. I was scared and I thought there was something wrong with
like
it.
Like a footy frank that you've put in the microwave for too long and it kind of splits at the end. It splits at the end and it goes backwards.
Yeah.
Do they plump when you cook them? Yeah, they plump when
Can
you cook them.
Can you see why I was so scared?
You put the footy frank in the microwave for too long and it completely goes inside out.
It does that whistling noise, then you just hear.
Yeah, that's what most willies look like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And so he's standing up on the table and everyone's taking photos of his wang. And then he pulls up his pants. He's like, I did it. I believed in myself. I'm a good boy.
Now I'm going to go see my girlfriend.
As he's leaving, the cool kids lean over to old Big Teeth and is like, you have to break up with him now. Like, he's the worst guy ever. And so we cut to them having sex, him and Big Teeth, Adam and Big Teeth. They have sex. He does come, and then she breaks up with him because she's like, "Yeah, you flashed everyone in the school. I don't want to be associated with you anymore."
And he's like, "Why did we have sex?" And she said, "Well, you got to do it one last time
for memories.
For memories.
For memories."
that's what she sounds like.
Yeah, she got big teeth.
Mm-hmm.
She got them big teeth.
She got them buckers.
Buckers.
She got them buckers that split lip.
Split lip buckers.
Split lip buckers.
And then. What's happening next? I think we're really fast playing this one because like just trust me, there's gags in between, guys.
There's gags, but there's no point in us like repeating the gags. They were funny.
Yeah, it's got good jokes. We're just giving you the moments.
Well, Maeve gets a little sparkle in her eyes.
She gets some sparkles.
And well, she's like, this could make us money.
Something important is that Big Teeth talks to Maeve and is like, I broke up with him, and she's like, oh, because of him flashing. She's like, yeah, and it's like, but we had sex again, and he came, and then Maeve's like, oh my God, Otis is a fucking wizard.
I've got a sexual rain man on my hands.
He is a goddamn sex wizard.
Yeah.
We definitely go back to Otis's. Oh, at one point we go back to Otis's house and he confronts his mum. And there's a bit where his mum says, like, I want to talk to you, Otis. Why are you pretending to whack off?
Yes. Yeah. And she's like, why are you doing these performances for me? She says something like that, setting up these scenes for me, which is true.
And he's like, I don't want to talk about it. So she's like, okay, well, we don't have to talk about it. I won't be concerned, you know, well, until you stop doing these performances for me.
Which is fair, because...
Yeah, absolutely.
He could have been whacking off in the shower or things like that. She wasn't supposed to find anything.
She knew he wasn't whacking off.
Yeah.
Well, because the shower cam.
And he's so wound tight.
Yeah, and then so that happens way earlier in the episode, and there is a bit at the end of this episode where like Otis goes up to his mom and is like, I can't whack off anymore. I just cannot whack off, but I don't want to talk to you about it. I'm going to deal with it on my own.
And there's a mutual respect moment where the mom's like, thank you for telling me.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I feel like we're all over the shop right now. I don't really know what's happened and what hasn't in this episode.
Yeah. I think we're getting to Maeve, though, having the bright idea.
Having the bright idea.
Yeah. So before Maeve has the bright idea, Adam gets taken into the headmaster's office, dad.
Yeah.
And his dad's basically like, what the fuck?
Mm.
You just showed your dick to the whole school.
And they wanted to press charges. Parents want to pull their kids out of school. But you are a problem. And Cassie, still to this point, has no problem with Adam. Thinks he's sweet.
I think that was brave, and he's very sweet.
But headmaster, his dad, is basically like, I had to pull some fucking strings to not get you put in jail, and so you're fucking suspended. Not suspended, like, you've got detention for the whole term.
Yeah.
He's like, Dad.
Yeah.
Daddy.
Dad, what the fuck?
Oh, but Daddy, come on, wait.
So obviously, then Adam, who doesn't have any control over his emotions whatsoever, goes outside, yells at Otis, and then basically turns to Eric and is like, oh, you're fucked, by the way.
Yeah,
like,
your advice didn't work. Yeah, the deal's off. Dumped.
The deal's completely off.
Yeah, and he pushes Trombona.
And then Maeve comes over and she's like, I have such a good idea for you and me, Otis. And then Otis is like, well, and she's like, you know how you gave that advice to Adam that really worked? And then Otis is like, well, no, it didn't. Like, he just fucking went off at me. He's still going to bully Eric. Like, nothing worked from that. And she's like, you don't understand.
He came.
He's like, what?
And then Otis is like, I'm a fucking superhero.
There's one more thing. Just for any people at home who are wondering what's Eric been doing this entire ep, he's just been super keen about the whole idea about him being a sexual guru once Maeve started to have an interest. And also at one point we see him putting on makeup at home, but then his father knocks on the door and goes, you need to come help your mom or something like that. And he goes, oh, shit. And he starts wiping it off. So he's not out to his parents, which is a pretty big deal.
Pretty big deal. And he also has an ensuite. I'm like, fucking lucky kid.
Come on.
Can you imagine growing up with an ensuite?
I got very jealous about that.
You did?
Did you really?
Oh my God. Are you a millionaire?
They turned the attic into a bedroom that me and my brother shared, and we had a bathroom up there.
Hell yeah. That would have been the stinkiest bathroom in the world.
Yeah, yeah. My dad also put his, like, half of the room was my dad's gym.
You'd come and work out at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Steve's got to keep it tight, and he does.
Hey, boys.
He does.
Yeah.
Boys, I like to work out. I like to shit afterwards.
He asked about you the other day. He said, how's my girlfriend in Sydney?
Stop
and
it.
I said, she talks about you all the time.
Did you tell him I'm thinking about getting a tattoo?
No, I didn't even know you're thinking.
Steve with a love heart.
Please do that.
I honestly am pretty keen to do it.
That would be so amazing to send him.
Yeah.
I also threatened my mum on your for you.
Yeah,
on your behalf. I said, mum, she also said many times that she's coming for you.
Yeah, thank you for that. How quickly between me getting the tattoo of your dad's name and a love heart and your mum filing the AVO will that happen?
My mum's a sweet lady.
Yeah, but she also has to protect herself and her family.
True.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, she'll take it out on you for me.
Yeah, exactly.
She'll make it that I can't see you anymore.
No, you'll do the podcast for like 50 yards away.
Yeah, I'll be on the other side of that screen door.
Like what? Where did they do that, Mark?
COVID.
Vanderpump Rules finale because of the ABOs.
Hey!
I know this.
I did watch that Vanderpump.
Vanderpump. Ain't no talk about Vanderpump around here.
Hey, watch your mouth.
We talk about Beverly Hills around here. Real housewives. This is real housewives. We don't talk about Vanderpump around these times.
Them sweet housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, we love that from Atlanta.
But you keep that Vanderpump rule.
I'm actually a bigger fan of the Salt Lake City girls.
If I had to really pick. If I had to pick a brother there.
I like the New York ones. They're the sassiest.
Hell yeah, baby. But yeah, so Eric, you know, just look, we're all over the place here. You know, it's one of those kinds of shows. It's 50 minutes, guys.
It's long.
With a lot of shit firing up at all times.
Quick scenes.
But yes, Maeve has the genius idea. Let's use your amazing superpower of knowing what to say to teenagers struggling with sex to make money for me. Yeah.
And she like goes around, she's like,
that girl
they're in
there.
A lesbian relationship, but she's never touched a vagina.
Yeah.
She's like, scared. That girl is really religious, but she spends all her time touching herself.
And she thinks she's evil. The devil.
That kind
and
of
you're
thing.
Like, how does she know this?
Yeah. Well, I think that's like, I
Maeve
think
lives in the walls of all these people's houses.
I think Maeve kind of has the in with Big Teeth, who's in with the cool kids, and the cool kids have the information that funnels through.
No, Maeve lives in the walls of people's houses.
And she's also a wall woman. Yeah. I mentioned the wall woman thing, right?
She's a wall woman.
But I think, and so
she's a wall hopper.
Yeah.
And she says to Oda, she's like, this school needs you. They need your help.
And I need your money.
And I've got the smarts. You got the smarts. Let's get together and take some
money. Let's be clear. Otis actually doesn't need her for this at all.
No, he's rich as fuck.
Yeah, he's sweet.
He's so rich.
So he's doing it because he's like, oh yeah, cool. But he's doing it because if
we haven't even
if he didn't realize until now, he's got a bit of a thing for Maeve.
I don't think we definitely didn't touch on the fact that Otis's house is insane.
Gorgeous.
Before when I said gorgeous home, I was talking about Otis's house.
He lives like in a fucking rainforest.
It's literally the best view I've ever seen.
On a cliff face. It's incredible.
It's beautiful.
It's the best view I've ever seen. from a balcony.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
His whole place is absolutely insane. This is legit as fuck. So he's doing fine money wise. Sure. He doesn't need the money, but what he does need, he needs to get a little bit closer to Maeve, I think. I think he needs that relationship. And also, he doesn't have many friends. He's got one friend. She has no friends.
And Eric is pushing this thing on because he's like, look, this is how we get popular.
Yeah.
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 But she's a reject, so I don't get how.
And then she goes to walk away because he's like, I'm not going to do it. She goes to walk away. And then as she gets a little bit away, he's like, Maeve, okay, I'll do it. And is that the end of the... Surely something else happens. Because I remember there being about 50 endings to this. Oh, at one point he goes to whack off and then everything goes black around him and dark. And then he's like, no, I can't do it.
I can't touch my cock.
I can't do it.
My cock is off limits.
Does he try it all with another person in this one? Or is that episode 2? No. And this is why we don't.
Doesn't happen.
No, but a point of when he is trying to masturbate, he's actually masturbating to the picture of the
anatomical vagina.
Yeah, the anatomical vagina. At the top it says his name and Maeve.
Yeah.
On the top of the paper.
Oh, I didn't notice. That's beautiful.
So is it?
He's definitely got
is
a thing.
It?
He's got a thing
that's
for Maeve.
That's beautiful.
It is.
I think that's all that happens in the pilot episode of Sex Education. I think this is one of the worst jobs we've done of explaining
for
a show.
For sure.
A complicated show.
It was a bit hard to explain this one.
You know why?
It's because
we're avoiding the funnies. Yeah.
We're avoiding the funnies.
It's gags and we can't talk about teenagers having sex in detail.
We did a lot better than on some of the sitcom ones where we literally had nothing to talk about. I think we
definitely beat the Mary Tyler Moore
Every show we've done in the past that had gags was 20 minutes long.
Yes, yes. There's not that much plot in this, but thank you so much. That is the pilot episode of...
You may as well watch the whole show instead.
Sex Education. I would recommend re-watching the show instead of listening.
Maybe we should have given this advice at the start. Oh, wait, we did.
We did.
So you can't be mad at us.
Stop being mad. Stop being mad.
Shut the fuck up.
If you didn't
up.
Listen to this, you wouldn't have found out about David Dave. Cassie's newest, funniest comedian.
He's hilarious. You wouldn't have learned about Kay.
You wouldn't learn about Kay.
And how to get your lips did?
You want to get your lips did?
Hey, girl, if you won't get your lips did, get yourself an Instagram profile, okay? You know what I'm saying? Get yourself them little pills underneath your tongue.
What I like to do is get my lips did. I call up Mr. K. I call him up on the landline. And he got a special deal for me.
I meet Nancy in the van. I'm like, splat out, stick it in my lips and massage it.
Oh, quickly, before we get on time with this, can you just quickly FaceTime a real doctor? I want to tell him I don't have body dysmorphia.
Don't worry. Just say no to everything because I'm trying to get my lips done.
When you guys put it like that, it sounds insane.
That leads us on to ratings for the pilot episode of Sex Education. Cassie, what are you giving this one?
I found all the characters incredibly charming, incredibly sweet. I thought for a show that's about teenagers having sex, it was wildly wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I give this, I will keep watching. I have kept watching. I give this a 10.
That's what happens when you get a 10 from now on. Kale, what do you give this one?
I really enjoyed... When I was watching this at the start for the first 10, 15 minutes, I was just like, this just feels like not another teen movie. It felt like an American show, but in an English setting, and it had all the charm that Britain brings to their comedies. It's definitely television. So I'm going to give it a 8.
Eight?
And I will keep watching.
This one sits at a... Yeah, let's give it an 8. Yeah. Let's give it an 8 for a pilot.
I think it's fair.
It's a good. It's good.
It's a good pilot.
As I said, I've seen this whole show. I think a lot of people have seen this whole show. It kind of blew up. Everyone from the show went to be super successful. It's a very popular show. Everyone's fucking seen it, so it's not surprising that it got high ratings. It's just not the best show to talk about on Testpilot. But
when this comes out, the latest season will be airing, the last season, and it sounds like Chrissy might be looking at a brand new car.
Oh, shit. This is a suggestion, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Chrissy, I believe you're in first place, pole position right now to win a Formula One car.
Yeah.
I know we've been saying we're going to give out these cars, but that's before I realized that there's this miracle pill.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're either going to give you
open
cars
up the
or
glove
pills.
Box. Yeah. It's for pills.
You'll never die.
Well, you will.
But yeah, Chrissy is the one to beat. I believe that put her at like an 8.75.
It's high. It's high. It is very high. Thank you so much at home for listening to this episode of Testpilot. Send us in recommendations. You might win a car. You might win a boat. You might win a helicopter. You'll win a vehicle.
Yeah.
Listen, you'll win a vehicle of some sort. Thank you so much, Chrissy, for giving us an episode suggestion. We butchered it in the same way that Cassie visited a butcher who tried to steal her lips.
All right, my name's Kata Butcher.
I'm Kata Butcher. Let me into those lips. I want to steal them.
Let me massage your lips after I inject them with some sort of goo.
All right, Kay, if you want to do that, you can do that, I guess.
That's me.
And we're going to end the episode in the same way we end every episode, and that's simply by saying,
you're cut on me tits, you pussy ass bitch.